We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We've been telling you the story of Ashley in Israel. She's the frontline nurse. He is in remission for stage 4 cancer. Through it all, they fell in love, and now it's time to celebrate their wedding on Sunday afternoon, and I'm delighted to say that Ashley, the bride, is with us live right now on 1010 Winds. Ashley, congratulations.
Hi. Good morning.
I can't believe you had time to talk with us. Don't you have a few things to do?
Oh, that's nothing. It's nothing. We got it all covered.
Oh, that's good. Ashley, take us back. You guys met a while back, of course, but during the pandemic, your fiance was still high risk. You were working as a nurse, have been working as a nurse at New York Presbyterian. Very limited contact for you two. Tell us about that.
Yeah. He finished his last chemo mid-March, and that last chemo was when it all started. So when I left him after the chemotherapy, it was kind of like, when are we going to see each other? I had to go back. Sorry, I'm so emotional when I talk about it. I had to go back to work, and we didn't know, you know, when we would see each other again. Since that March visit, we've seen each other twice. So it's been an emotional time. Cannot wait to see him for the wedding. It's emotional. That's all I can describe it. That's the one word I have. It's been emotional.
Of course. And by the way, maybe it's good you get out your emotions here and now so you don't need that waterproof mascara on Sunday, Ashley.
There's no chance the waterworks are going to start.
I'm sure they will. By the way, how is his health?
He's good. Thank God his scan was clear in May. We have another scan actually after the wedding. So, you know, fingers crossed, and we're just hoping for the best.
Of course. Now, have you had to stop working a certain amount of time ahead of the wedding?
I'm actually off this week. I took the week off. We're moving into a new house. I'm moving in kind of by myself doing it all. So I had to take off of work. So I had that time off, which was great.
That's wonderful. Now, the ceremony is Sunday, as we've been telling our listeners who are going to be joining you guys and hearing this all happen on the radio in a backyard in New Jersey, a small gathering. Now, I know the planning had to have been challenging, right? Because you obviously can't have everybody there that you wanted.
Yeah, that was tough for us because we were, you know, we love our family. We love our friends. They were with us and supported us through our most challenging times. And now that we want to celebrate, we want them there with us, and we can't. And that is killing us. You know, it's hard. I mean, even my grandmother can't make it. So, and that's just breaking my heart. You know, like my friends, my cousins, my aunt, you know, it's really hard, but you have to just keep remembering that they want the best for you. And they know that the wedding is all that matters, and you two being a married couple is all that matters, and everybody's been so supportive and understanding that they can't come.
Now, Ashley, you mentioned your grandma. I want you to listen to something. We're really going to make you cry now, okay?
Oh, no.
take a good listen. 1010 Winds was able to get in touch with a very special person who I know you wanted there but can't be there. Take a listen.
Congratulations, Ezio and Ashley, on this special wedding day. just look around you and all the love that's around you. I'm wishing you what life has to offer you both. Israel, can't wait to meet your family. Love you both very, very much. Have a very, very, very special day.
Well, Ashley, I knew I would do it to you. I'm sorry, but we really wanted
God,
to.
It's okay. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, I hope you get to see. I hope you get to see her really soon.
Me too.
Yeah, you two have obviously a very special relationship.
Yeah, she's my best friend.
No, oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
at the wedding, no reception, right? Just the ceremony, and will you be doing something at a later date?
Yeah, we're having some food, you know, for my family just to grab, you know, to not let them go hungry. But we do plan next year on having, you know, a reception with everybody who couldn't be there, and just dancing and forgetting that, you know, all of this ever happened.
Yeah, I think we all hope Corona's just a bad memory by then. This weekend, though, you know, as we've been saying, a small ceremony in a backyard in New Jersey. And we've been, Ashley, all week on the line with our AccuWeather meteorologist, Dean DeVore, about the weather. And I believe we have Dean with an update on the forecast. Dean, are we getting all the rain out of the way, I hope?
I am trying. Ashley, I am trying to do my best to make sure that the only water coming down is tears of joy on Sunday, okay? So that's what we're trying to do. Look, got some showers going through this morning. I think there could be a shower thunderstorm into the early part of tomorrow, but right now you may have picked one of the drier days going forward.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be It's going to be in the upper 80s, real feels in the low to mid 90s. Everybody will maybe break a little bit of a sweat, but it is
amazing.
Going to be a dry day for the most part. We're going to keep an eye on maybe a couple of little spots, but I think we're in good shape. I'm rooting for you. We'll keep an eye on the weather. Congratulations.
Thank
Ashley.
You. Thank you. I stopped looking at the weather. I said, what'll be will be. No rain, hurricanes, COVID, bring it on. We got it.
Ashley, I have to ask you, can you tell us a little bit about your dress for Sunday?
My dress, it's from Kleinfeld, and it is extravagant. I thought, you know, we were having a hall wedding with 300-something people, and I thought many times if I should change my dress to something lower key, because now it's just in the backyard. But I said, you know what, I'm going to wear it. I'm going to have these pictures just like I would the day of, and I want my future husband to see me in this dress, and hopefully his jaw drops.
I'm sure it will. I can't wait to see the pictures of it. Now, during the ceremony, are you two going to be doing readings on your own? How is that going to work?
So our rabbi, it's actually a Jewish ceremony, so our rabbi will say a speech at the ceremony, and we're going to do a toast afterwards, you know, just right before our family leaves, just a quick, you know, thank you. And, but we don't actually exchange I do's. I know normally in ceremonies, the bride and groom say their own vows. But we actually will forgo that for the rabbi's speech.
Do you two have a favorite quote or a favorite reading or?
Yeah. We do. You're just going to make me cry all the time. So my favorite, I have it written on a ring, is a little bit of light banishes a lot of darkness. So, you know, this little bit of light, this wedding is just going to banish everything that we have been through and the hardships that we've had to overcome.
I think it's going to do that for all the people who are listening and celebrating along with you on Sunday. Does that change things at all that your wedding is going to be live on the radio?
It's exciting. You know, you lose the excitement of having all the hundreds of people there, but I gain the excitement of having everybody being able to listen and hopefully have some, you know, gain some hope from this. I know everybody's going through such a hard time right now, and no one is without hardship and challenges. And I just hope that this story, you know, can bring, if it brings one smile to someone's face, then, you know, I'm happy. You know, we put our wedding up for everybody to watch. I'm happy to do it to make someone happy.
Well, you have made us here at 1010 Win so happy. It's been a pleasure to tell your story, and just so wonderful to talk with you this morning, Ashley. Congratulations. All the health and happiness in the world.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I wish that for everyone listening.
Okay. Thank you again.
Thanks.
And a reminder to our listeners to join us this Sunday afternoon, August 9th, 5 o'clock. Mark that date down. As Ashley and Israel say, I do.